WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. Gonna die in a small town. Oh, that's probably where they bury me.
Some of his 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you is up to 7 p.m. on Thursday. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 65. Tomorrow we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 81. Saturday, a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 70. Sunday, sunny and beautiful with a high of 81. Here's Rod Stewart.
99.7 Max FM.
Just go ahead now.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday night. I am looking forward to the Badgers Steve McGann show. One thing I've not got to that in years. That is something we're looking forward to. If you've not had a chance to check that out, you definitely need to do that. But give yourself plenty of time to do that. Now, also, there's a lot of traffic out in that area as part of this. So, you know, be patient. Be prepared for it. You'll get through it. But definitely get out there if you get a chance. Here's Gary Newman on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Stone. If
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. Here's how you really cover your bases with a nostalgia grab. Taco Bell announced they're bringing back one popular menu item from each decade, the 60s through the early 2000s, but don't get too excited because it's not happening everywhere yet. Now, they're testing in three locations in Southern California for now, and they're looking into doing it nationwide later this year. Everything on the list costs $3 or less. Most of these haven't really been gone for that long. But here are the five retro items that Taco Bell is bringing back. From the 1960s, the tostada, crispy tortilla filled with beans, red sauce, lettuce, and cheese, was on the original menu in 1962 and stayed there for a half century before they yanked it in 2020. From the 70s, the green burrito. This is refried beans, onions, cheese, and a green tomato sauce. And it's the only one on the list that's been gone for a while. It looks like it was discontinued somewhere in the 1990s, so I don't remember that one. From the 1980s, I definitely remember this one, is the Mexamelt. Fans have been howling since they pulled it in 2019, a soft taco with beef, pico de gallo, and a mix of three cheeses. Now we get into the 90s. I definitely remember this one as well. The beef gordita supreme, beef, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and sour cream wrapped in a flatbread. It was also discontinued in 2019. You remember that Taco Bell chihuahua hawking them back in the day, saying, "You care about Taco Bell?" See, I had a lot of Taco Bell in my world back in the day. And then from the early 2000s, the caramel apple empanada. Another one they pulled in 2019 and the only dessert item on the list. Taco Bell says the idea is meant for those who, quote, finally remember these menu items and those who haven't yet to experience the delight. I'm kind of excited about that. My favorite is still the Mexican pizza. Used to eat a lot of Taco Bell in the day, just saying. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Starship on Max FM.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is Kids Day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is Double Points Day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers possible this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Low mid-60s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few storms again popping up. High in the upper 70s. Partly sunny, isolated showers in upper 70s Saturday. Low 80s and mostly sunny Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 72 degrees. 99.7 Max FM. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo, listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
We built this city on rock. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. After talking about all the Taco Bell stuff, now I'm very hungry. Hear the Police, Every Breath You Take on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. Dad 7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday night. Stinky feet can be offensive, but no one should die over it. A 40-year-old man in Iowa named David Carpenter was arrested for attempted murder after he shot his father in the face late Sunday night. Thankfully, his dad is expected to be okay. At the hospital, the father told police he and his son were arguing about David's stinky feet before the shooting, and David backed that up. David said he was in the living room with his father, who was in a motorized scooter, and his father accused him of having stinky feet. That ignited a larger heated argument. At some point, David went into another room and got a gun, came back and pointed at his father's face, but he says he accidentally pulled the trigger. David was also charged with child endangerment because there were two children younger than 14 in the home at the time. If you're angry with someone, you don't get firearms out. And if you have a firearm, you should be doing firearm safety. Obviously, this guy was not practicing that. Whole nother sort of issues here. So, yeah, it sounds like this gentleman has a few anger issues, possibly. This is Dave Grant. I do not have any anger issues. I'm a very happy guy tonight. So, I'm looking forward to the weekend. So, I'll be back with you tomorrow night. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with that emotion on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistant to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 2024 Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club Show. It'll be happening Friday, August 16th through Sunday, the 18th. Open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. There's going to be over 260 acres filled with displays and live demonstrations of early agriculture and industrial machines, threshing, sawmills, and plowing powered by steam engines, as well as early tractors, plus construction equipment on display. There's going to be a parade daily at 2 p.m., a huge flea market, plus free parking and food available on the grounds. For all the details, check out BadgerSteamAndGas.com. But again, this will be Friday, August 16th through the 18th, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. And from Thursday, August 15th to the 17th, the Reedsburg Community-Wide Garage Sales will take place. A map with all the listings of participating garage sales can be found at the Chamber of Commerce prior to the sale. And for more details, visit Reedsburg.org. And Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting a canoe trip on Saturday, August 17th. Join the naturalist for a tour of Mirror Lake. You'll be able to paddle a 20-foot canoe and learn about the geology, flora, fauna, and human history of Mirror Lake State Park via the waterway. They do need you to pre-register for this event. You can find more details at Facebook/Friends of Mirror Lake State Park. This is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 17th.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Sometimes you feel like you don't even know.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Shoving up the deck, shoving up.